Hey, Rafer.
Hey, Kristen.
I have a really difficult question for you today.
Okay.
It's a tough one.
All right.
Are you, Rafer Guzman, a Belieber?
A Belieber.
Do you have Bieber fever?
Well, I think if you were to, look at me, you would know that I do not have Bieber fever, nor am I a Belieber.
What that Oxford shirt and the sweater vest aren't supposed to be telling me.
Yeah, that's pretty much
fever.
That and the laugh lines around my eyes are pretty much telling you that I am not in the target market for Justin Bieber. I'm not his demo, as they say.
You're also a man.
That's true, too. A grown man, yes.
Well, the reason I'm asking you is because Justin Bieber, : never say never in 3D, is out this weekend.
That's right.
And you and I saw it.
Yes,
but,
we did.
But before we dove into how we felt about the movie and how we feel about Bieber,
yes,
if our feelings changed before and after the film, let's introduce ourselves. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
All right, Rafer.
Yes.
Before we go into whether or not you liked the film, let's just find out. Did you go in with any preconceived notions of Justin Bieber?
I didn't really. I think I'm like most people where I've been over the last year or so, I've been inundated with his name and his image. All of a sudden, I know that he's the most popular guy like on the planet. Right? He's got 6.9 million Twitter followers, so which is slightly less than Lady Gaga, by the way. But so you know that this guy is hugely famous. You know that the girls love him. You know that he's everywhere. But I think if you are not one of those girls or perhaps not one of their parents, you don't really know anything about him. You don't have really much of an impression. You probably haven't really heard his music. And so this movie could – if you really had the time to spare, this movie could serve as your introduction to Justin Bieber, do you know? But me personally, and also having been a rock critic and I follow music a little bit still, I was more aware of him maybe than most people my age were. But really, I went into the film kind of wondering, you know, I don't really know anything about this guy's personality, like who he is, what he likes, what he's into, you know, what's his favorite color? I don't know that stuff.
You know that answer now after seeing the movie.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Red, you think? Red or white?
It was purple. Come
purple.
On.
Purple. Oh, that's right. The purple carpet that he had during the premiere. That's right. You're right.
The purple hoodies, the purple sneakers.
Right. The purple glasses.
Everything. Yeah, purple.
Right.
Purple fever. Yeah.
Very Prince.
Yeah. He's just like Prince. They're both like 5'2", I think.
Right.
Oh, God.
Ouch.
Sorry. Not Bieber. Not making fun of you, Bieber.
No, not
as
at
a
all.
Matter of fact, I would say that the only impressions I had of Justin Bieber were kind of the same ones I would have of New Kids on the Block,
mm-hmm,
or NSYNC.
Yeah.
A lot of 8 to 12-year-olds, maybe 8 to 14-year-olds, seem to really, really like him.
Right.
And he is cute in a little boyish but not threatening way.
Yep.
And that's about all I knew about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed to have a good personality and charisma. He does a lot of interviews, especially in the last year or so. He's been on everything from Ellen to
Daily Show,
everything.
Saturday Night Live,
yeah,
everything.
He's on everything.
Yep.
He's everywhere.
Yep.
And I actually was, you know, researching him a little bit just to prepare for today. And I saw that he'd done, since I think January of 2010, roughly 60 television interviews.
Wow, is that right?
It's
yeah.
Something totally insane like that.
It really is. It is kind of amazing. There is a scene in the film. I suppose we should tell people, if it's not already obvious, sort of what the film is.
Go for it.
It's kind of a we'll be kind and we'll call it a documentary. You know, a documentary / concert film.
I think your feelings are coming out about this movie, Rafer.
Already my generosity is spilling over. But it's a documentary / concert film essentially built around his 2010 tour culminating in this big sold-out show at Madison Square Garden. And so the film, you know, draws this rough narrative arc, you know, of kind of, you know, day 10, day 9, you know, 8 days till Madison Square Garden. So it has this little something to look forward to sort of. that's the basic setup of the film. And you get a lot of backstage with him and his handlers and his security guard and all his buddies and
you
all that stuff.
You get some nice chats with his family members about what he was like back when he was young.
Yes.
Way back then.
Back when he was an even littler guy. Yeah. Yes. And a few little, I guess you wouldn't call it beefcake, sort of calf cake, a few calf cake shots of him with his shirt off here and there.
Yeah.
Right.
Shirt off dancing.
Yeah. You know, about to take a shower.
Calf cake. Right. I don't know. Wait, where did that come from?
I was trying to think of what's the diminutive version of beefcake. Let's hope that enters the wide usage in the lexicon.
Your inner 8-year-old girl is coming out right now.
I know. So anyway, that's what the film is. And there is a scene in the film. And also the film is a little bit of an origin story, right? How did Justin Bieber come to be, right? And so mm-hmm. you get to meet his managers, Scott Scooter Braun. And, you know, there's that one scene where, you know, he basically couldn't get radio play, so he says. And, you know, he didn't have the Disney or the Nickelodeon machine behind him. So he, you know, takes this kid all over the country to radio shows everywhere. And they, you know, they tweet and they Facebook and they social network the heck out of this thing to the point where when he's coming to a radio show, all of a sudden there's an actual audience there who wants to hear him, who wants to see him. And he says at one point, if you're a DJ in the United States, you can't say you haven't met Justin Bieber. You know, like he basically is saying he went to every single radio station. And I'm not surprised that he's been doing every single television show, that he would do 60 shows. You know, it doesn't surprise me at all.
I love that. And I know you haven't seen Coal Miner's Daughter, right?
No, I never have, actually.
Yeah, and you haven't read the book.
No.
So you don't know Loretta Lynn's story. That's exactly what she did also.
You had to back in those
days. She
went
to every single radio station she could and gave them her single.
Yep.
And just drove around unannounced, just showed up. And it was the same sort of thing like, oh, we don't want this little girl here. We don't know who she is. No one's ever heard of you.
Right.
But just by kind of guerrilla warfare, she got in there and she became a huge star.
Mm-hmm.
Same sort of thing that Bieber did.
Right.
Bieber, Loretta.
Well, it's so funny that you mentioned that because Justin Bieber is so his skin is so smooth. You know, his features are so like he's just got this alabaster skin. He looks so young. I mean, he looks like he's like 10. And there's this scene where he's on stage with Miley Cyrus. And I remember thinking to myself, God, standing next to him, she looks like Loretta Lynn. She already looks sort of weathered. And she got the interview where she's talking about, yeah, it's pretty hard, you know, working this business. You look like an old salt compared to Justin Bieber, lady. Yeah.
Well, she did look kind of 45 next to him.
She did kind of, right?
Yeah. She had all that makeup and the hair. And she must be at least 5 inches taller than him.
I know, exactly, right?
Yeah.
But you tell me, I mean, what did you think of him as a personality? This is the whole point of the film, I think, is to, well, in some ways, to get the, you know, to make the fans feel closer to Justin. I mean, did you feel like you were able to get some sense of who this kid was, what kind of person he was?
I got some sense of how I was supposed to feel about him after the movie.
Well, certainly.
But I thought the film did a really good job of actually showing me what it is that little girls see in him.
Oh, that's interesting.
I thought it was very successful at that. I understood when he's singing One Less Lonely Girl.
Yeah. It is a pretty great scene, right?
It's a great song where he always has, at every one of his shows, a girl taken out of the audience that he gets to serenade on stage.
Right.
And girls just cry, sob, scream.
They crumple.
They
literally physically crumple
yeah.
on stage. I have to say, I'd never quite seen anything like that.
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I could totally understand why girls love him.
Mm-hmm.
What he's giving them is this sort of wonderful, crush-worthy, non-threatening boy who will, if you ever got to be in the same room with him, will treat you so well.
Yeah. He'll make
you feel so special.
Right.
And you can see that because if you're the one lucky girl who gets to be on stage with him, he makes you feel that way.
Right.
And I get it. I get why little girls love him.
Yeah, he was basically giving them the sort of innocent preteen version of a lap dance.
Yes.
Right? He's stroking their shoulder. He's giving them flowers. You know, he's just kind of – he's looking into their eyes. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It was circling them, you know, circling around them. And they were just, you know, they're not touching him really because they're not supposed to. It was hilarious, the whole thing.
It was like a lap dance.
It really was. It really was.
God.
It was very funny.
No, I thought that was fantastic. So I totally walked away from that movie understanding what girls love about him. And he also gives them a sense of ownership over him. They say this in the movie. The fans feel that they were the ones who appreciated him before any label did, before
right.
any network did. And the fans love him partly because he's theirs, kind of like the Green Bay Packers belong to the city of Green Bay.
Right.
Bieber belongs to his fans.
Right, to you, the fan.
Yeah,
that's true. That's right. But did you get a – but were you able to get a sense of him? Because I have to tell you, I didn't. The one thing I noticed about the film was, of all the talking heads that you see, there's Scott Braun, who discovered him. There's Justin Bieber's mom. There's
his grandpa,
Antonio L.A. Reid from Island Def Jam, Randy Phillips from A.G. Lee.
Usher.
Usher. So all these music industry types, all these Bieber family types. I don't think I ever saw anything like that from Justin Bieber himself. He is almost never sitting down talking to you, the camera, giving an interview. I mean, he talks the least of anyone in that film. And I kind of wondered if that was perhaps on purpose.
Absolutely. I think it was very deliberate.
You think it was deliberate? Yeah. I don't think they're hiding some dark side or hiding some dislikable feature that he has. But I just think they are trying to keep that distance. You know.
What, you don't think Bieber has a dark side?
We'll find out, right? There is that moment where he was raised essentially by his mother. He was raised by a single mother. A teenage mother, right. His father comes into the picture later, and you see him briefly in the film. But I did have to wonder, like, is there some kind of, you know, how long before that dad becomes Michael Lohan? You know, how long before Justin Bieber becomes Britney Spears, before he becomes, or even Miley Cyrus, you know, who's, you know, smoking that bong? I mean, like
hey, those were Native American herbs.
Right.
Get it straight, Rafer.
Sorry. Anyway.
No, but I don't want that to happen to him.
No,
Watching this movie,
I don't either.
All I could think was, I don't want you to end up as that same car wreck.
Right,
I don't want you to be Britney Spears. I really want you to use your talent, because if there's anything I took away from the movie about him personally, because we don't learn a lot about him personally,
no,
is that he's very hardworking.
Oh, yeah.
Incredibly hardworking, and he's trying his best, and he's cultivated a lot of talents.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from various instruments he can play, guitar, piano, drums, to his dance moves. There's scenes during the closing credits. He must be 4 years old doing head spins and all sorts of breakdancing moves that are just phenomenal for a person of any age, much less a four-year-old. He's really hardworking, and he seems like he's got real talent too. And I would just hate to see anything like that happen to him. And I think they're trying to warn us that it won't, by showing all these Christian sorts of scenes, clips of him playing in the church band, praying before meals, even when he's out for fast food.
Right, saying grace over the pizza slices. Yeah, right.
And I think they're trying to show us that, don't worry, he's not going to be like that. But I think it's hard not to have that fear.
It's very tough. I mean, one thing I will say is every pop star that we're talking about works incredibly hard. I never have bought into this idea that the money for nothing, you know, idea, right? These rich rock stars, rich pop stars who aren't really working, just kind of raking in the cash. That's not really true. Those guys work incredibly, incredibly hard, all of them. You know, with Justin Bieber, though, you do wonder, like, I think what always happens, or what seems to happen a lot, is the pop stars begin to get infantilized and insulated in that world. Everything is done for them. Everything is taken care of for them. They're protected. They're overprotected. They're pushed around, shoved around, told what to do, what they can and can't do. And eventually they rebel. And even the adult pop stars wind up rebelling, you know. And you have to wonder when that will happen with Justin Bieber and what that rebellion will look like. Will that look like a growing up, or will it look like some kind of emotional freak out, or will it look like, you know, like, who knows, right? There's no telling, I suppose.
I actually think it'll be closer to Hanson.
Oh, you think so?
You know how all the Hanson kids got married by the time they were sometime between 18 and 21?
Yeah.
And they all have like 60 kids between them now?
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
But they also still tour. I'm not sure how active they are in terms of putting out albums, but they're an active touring band still. They still have a following. Although I do think that following has dwindled quite a bit. I think the following they have now is the following that they had earlier, who's just aging with them.
Yeah.
You know, again, like, can Justin Bieber do that? I have no idea. I mean, half the time while I was watching this movie, I think we were talking about this, I kept thinking that what this movie is really saying to the fans is, don't forget me by next summer. Because there's going to be some other cutie pie who's going to come out here. And if I have to take a 6-month or 7-month break between albums, don't forget me. Do you know? That's really what it seemed like to me.
Oh. Well,
I know.
Don't worry, Bieber. I won't forget about you. But Rafer, you might be a different story.
I might be a different story.
Bieber, I'm following you on Twitter right now. If you want to get regular updates from Movie Date or give us suggestions, text the word movies to 69866.
And, Kristen, you can become a fan of Movie Date on Facebook if you want to give us feedback on the podcast or suggest the movies that we should see next.
Excellent.